But right now, I want to talk about vaping. And to bring that in, we bring in the medical director from Rushford Hartford Healthcare, and that's Dr. Craig Allen. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining us. So people try to tell you that vaping is better than cigarettes, and the proof would seem to indicate not necessarily.
Well, I think that if you come to the point where you have used FDA-approved medications, worked with your healthcare provider, worked with your doctor, tried smoking cessation programs, cognitive behavioral therapy, etc., and you're not having success, then working with a healthcare professional, you could try one of these electronic nicotine delivery
systems,
devices,
yes.
Like a vape or a Juul. But that's those are not FDA-approved devices. Really inconclusive evidence that it's even helpful. And actually, there's a lot of evidence that shows that people use those, they start smoking and vaping,
and
they get more nicotine, and it becomes an even bigger problem.
Sometimes I think that happens with even the gum. Sometimes I see people, you know, I'm chewing the gum, and yet maybe you don't smoke as many cigarettes, I suppose, for using the gum.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a medical strategy to it. There's also very helpful websites like the Truth Initiative, you know, which was established from the tobacco fund when they came
settlement,
the big settlement. And you set a quit date. You try to cut down. Once you have stopped smoking, you could use a patch.
Yeah,
and then
I've used
you
that.
Use the gum to augment those urges and those cravings. But there needs to be some supervision, some oversight, because, like you say, people often end up going in a completely different direction. It's an addiction, after all, and it's really, really strong addiction.
Yeah.
Very addictive substance, nicotine is.
Do people go right to vaping and pass cigarettes and then get addicted and start smoking cigarettes after that?
Well, our most vulnerable people do, and the big problem is the attractiveness of vaping to adolescents and young adults. And, you know, you've heard many times, much more risk of addiction in that population because of brain development. And in that population, it is vaping first. And it's become, you know, it's a recreational thing.
It's a gateway drug
to do. But kids can get addicted very, very quickly. And it can become very, very tragic. We've been hearing some of the, you know, the big unknowns are a problem. We've been hearing some of that in the news recently, people getting lung disease and so forth.
Right, exactly. In fact, as of, well, recently, it was like 298 people have been hospitalized with lung infections. And I'm wondering if it's not necessarily the nicotine.
No.
Maybe the flavoring agents, that could be a possibility. But I just wonder if it's keeping the vapor clean, the machine.
Well, you know, it could be the additives. It's unlikely that it is the pods that come from these large manufacturers. It may be homemade kits. It may be the ones that have THC, you know, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. That may be the problem. But the nicotine is what keeps you going. It's what draws you in and keeps you there. And then people start looking at other ways to use it and how cool it is and maybe some home brews and so forth. But it's really scary.
Where did the whole vaping thing come from?
Originally it was designed as a smoking cessation tool, and then a number of different companies got in on top of this, and before we had outcomes and we had studies, the claims were being made that this is a smoking cessation tool, but it doesn't really look like that's the way it's been marketed over the last 4 or 5 years.
Not even close, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, you've got all these different flavors. Bubble gum, you know, I haven't met a 56-year-old man that's looking for a bubble gum flavored cigarette or nicotine device. But I do meet a lot of adolescents as a child and adolescent psychiatrist who chew gum and enjoy fruity flavors and so forth. So it really looks like they're trying to get a new generation going. You know, kids that use vapes have been shown to be 4 times more likely to transition to using tobacco cigarettes.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Hey, Dr. Allen, just a very quick little question here. You know, I wanted to go to marijuana for just a minute because I saw another thing this morning.
We can't do that in studio. Oh, you mean just talk about it. I'm sorry.
Not in this state.
Yeah. No, you're right. Exactly. No,
they did. I do believe in the last session, didn't they up the age for vaping to like 18 or 21 or
Absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. As of October, it's 21. That's a success. Connecticut has done a number of things that have been really good moves. High taxes, that's great. We'd like to get some of that money, though, to go towards prevention and towards
treatment. See, it never does, because I got this, you were mentioning the tobacco settlement. You got all this money. I mean, it's 200 and something million a year. And how much of it has gone to smoking cessation?
Yeah, according to the
billboard
stats that I look at, zero.
Yeah, I saw a billboard on 84 once. That was about it. Don't smoke. Oh, okay. That does it.
Right. That's not the way to handle that. That's a little bit weird. So
just say no.
Yeah,
say
exactly. No. So, Craig, if you had advice for people who vape, what would and are having a hard time kicking the habit, what would you tell them?
I would say talk to your healthcare professional. There's also, go to the Truth Initiative. If you're a parent, you can look at the Surgeon General's website. There's advice for parents there.
Okay.
The Connecticut Quit Line. You can go online, the Connecticut Quit Line. They will give you texts. They will give you information. Okay. They'll give you a counselor to help you quit vaping.
Because you deal with, we've talked to you many a time about opioids and the addictive qualities of those. Is nicotine as addictive as, I've heard people say it's harder to quit cigarettes than it is to quit, heroin. I think that's kind of wrong. But what do you say?
It is, but cigarettes take longer to kill you. They kill a lot more people, many, many, many more people, like 500,000 a year. But it takes a much longer time. 32% of people who start using nicotine products, and this is before these highly potent Juul products have come out, 32% become addicted, as opposed to maybe in the 20% range for opioids.
Dr. J. Craig Allen, MD, Medical Director at Rushford Hartford Healthcare, Chief of Psychiatry at Midstate, Vice President of Addiction Services, and a tweeter. A fellow tweeter.
What?
At J.C. Allen, M.D. J.C. and A are all capitalized at M.D. So.
Excellent.
You got a new follower this morning.
Good deal. Hey, doctor,
thanks
for
doctor.
Being
on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. I mean, it is. It's.
Would you think of vaping?
You don't know.
Yeah.
No. But I'm taking Wellbutrin now. And actually, it really cuts down your.
Well, you're cutting down.
Your request
we're proud of you. We're quite. You're cutting down. We're all proud of you.